Hi, I'm Keiko. We are happy to have Ross Hauser here today. Mr. Hauser teaches at Tokyo Rika University and Hosei University. He has co-authored 18 books, mostly on TOEIC preparation. He also consults with businesses on speeches and presentation. Hi, Ross.
Hi, Keiko. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Just fine.
So you decided to work and live in Japan. Why did you decide to teach in Japan?
Well, I had never had any professional teaching experience, but I had been teaching informally in a few cases. I used to work as a whitewater rafting guide in the mountains of Washington, and I really enjoyed training the new guides. Also, when I was a newspaper photographer, I would often have to teach the reporters and new photographers things. So both of those, I found that teaching was really interesting and fun. So I came to Japan for just 1 year, and teaching was kind of the natural job for an English speaker to do. And I found that I really enjoy it, and I think I'm good at it too, at least better than anything else. I'm a terrible singer, and I can't dance, but I know how to teach.
What do you think about a student in Japan?
Oh, they're so young. When I was 18, I thought I was so adult. But now, my students look so young to me.
Are they shy, or do they ask you many questions?
Oh, of course, they're very shy at first, because I'm a very big guy and I have a big voice. And so I come in with a big personality, too, I think. And the first 2 or 3 weeks, they seem to be very nervous. But they quickly get past that, and I get along with them very well. I've had very few problems with students over the years.
So tell me about your teaching style.
I like to have a very noisy, chaotic class. What I teach mostly is what we call conversational pragmatics, which are just the rules of conversation. I don't tell the students what to say or what to talk about. I want them to talk about what's interesting to them, to share their own lives, their own feelings and experiences. So I teach them how to do that and what are the social rules of conversation.
What kind of materials do you use in your class?
I created all my own materials because I couldn't find any textbooks that taught the kind of things that I was teaching. So at this point, I have enough to put together my own textbook just from the materials I've written in the past. It's all in my computer, and I just print out what I need for each class.
So what kind of textbook do you make?
Well, I'm working right now on a book that would be a commercial book about, basically, it's my freshman conversation class in a book. It's the basic rules of conversation. And some of it's very simple and obvious, but a lot of my students seem to think that when they speak in English, they don't have to do the same things they do in Japanese. But much of it is the same.
So tell me about the businesses consulting for presentation.
I've been doing a lot of teaching of speeches and presentations over the years, and I'm also active as a public speaker. So I began to work with a lot of businesses that were trying to expand internationally. A lot of them have had a very bad experience when they use the Japanese style of presenting, which is where the speaker reads from a script or reads from the PowerPoint screen. Western audiences these days just will not accept that kind of presentation. And some of the companies have had a very negative experience where people get up and walk out in the middle of their presentation, or they get a lot of negative feedback afterwards. So I try to teach them the more natural style of presentation, which is much more like what we're doing here. It's much more of a conversation with the audience rather than reading something to them.
Do you have any topic when you do that, the conversation class?
Well, it's whatever the business is trying to communicate. Sometimes it's about a product or about their company, or could be a lot of other things as well. But I sit down with them and try to find out what they're trying to communicate and then show them how they can best get that message across.
How many students do you teach?
I probably average about 400 students a year, mostly at the university. Teaching at university is kind of like the movie Groundhog Day, where every day is the same day again. It feels like every year is the same. I go around in a circle each year, and every April I get fresh students.
Well, Raz, it was nice to have you here today. Raz is a teacher, writer, and business consultant. We've heard his ideas about teaching in Japan. I'm Keiko from Showa Women's University, and this is What's Up, Setagaya. Thank you, Raz.
Thank you, Keiko.